Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, bro?
How's it, brother?
Always looking so fresh.
Epic weekend.
Did you have a big party this weekend?
I had an amazing time. Oh my god, it's pretty. You weren't having a great time.
No, of course I was. It was dope. Yeah, all my pool party was. It's always dope.
But every time I came walking past you, you were like so serious.
I know, it's because, you know, we got to get that KO interview done. We got to get that other interview done.
We do a lot of interviews, huh?
It's important. Yeah, we put out our podcast on Monday.
That's crazy.
Featuring loads of different people that were out at the all-white pool party.
That's epic.
Everyone had a fantastic time. From Dream Team. I mean, it's basically, I think there's probably more influential people at the all-white pool party than the Sarmas.
It's like the creme de la creme.
I think, did you see that it trended on Twitter for 16 hours?
I know. That's hectic.
It's wild.
That's hectic, yeah. That's what we want to hear, though.
So let's take it from your perspective. Let's kick it off with, actually, we're just going to decode your weekend. That's where we'll start things off on.
Yeah.
Friday night was a big night. Yeah. Obviously, out at Kong. It was a big performance. What happened?
It was huge, man. It was AKA's birthday celebration, and you know, the whole Kong, the whole stage was locked down, and right in the center. It did rain a little bit, but it got ugly, man. We had a great time. We had a fun time. Coolie China, KO, Dimples, a lot of big performances, a lot of big acts. It was an amazing time. We were just celebrating what, like, because the previous week before, he couldn't actually stay in Joburg for his birthday. He was booked in Cape Town. So it was amazing. It was fabulous. Actually, we decided, we all said we're going to leave at 1 o'clock. I ended up leaving at 5. We had so much to drink. This is the first all-white party that I ever had woken up and been to at like 12.
Really?
Disgusting.
But let me tell you, if you want to see somebody in their element and just loving their life and every split second of it, you've got to see Prince walking around at the all-white pool party. He is so in his element.
But I'm busy half the time. I'm running around.
But you are so invested in that thing. It's like watching somebody work a red carpet.
I know. Not really, though. Because I'm running to the gate, I'm going to go do this, and someone wants to do this, someone wants to go in, it's a bit of a mess all the time. It's always a mess. It's just, it's so much to maintain, dude. It's
like, but you love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It brings out an energy in me. It reminds me of my good old days where I always do a lot of coordination events, and it's really great. It's nice.
So every year at the all-white pool party, we touch base with Miss Cosmo, who's kind of been going since the beginning.
Yeah.
And she, you know, was telling us about the fact that it used to be one bar and you guys would just finish the alcohol. This is like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And there was a skate park, and it's just amazing skate what it's rack. Become. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should do so many different things, because at that time, Les was big into skating. He had a great sponsorship and partnership with DC. So we always think of like, innovative ways of making the all-white very like memorable. You know, the year before the skate ramp, we had Monster with the Monster trucks out. You know, the year before that, we had the DC Lumina sneakers and stands around, and we did DC banners, and we did the skateboard. And then as time went, we just realized that actually, you know what, we're kind of moving away from that younger crowd, the skating crowd, and we're getting to more serious people now. People who want to be exclusive. And we just started making the place more of lounges. So we'd have like different lounges everywhere. And we changed that from having different lounges and different brands everywhere to just now having just Ciroc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, they really do it up. What kind of preparation goes into building that event up?
Look, the all-white takes time. The all-white takes about a year to put together. I think immediately after winter, we have to start putting it together and planning it. It's a huge event. It requires a lot.
Yeah, you got to build stages. You got to do a whole lot of things.
Yeah, it requires a lot.
So do you do a debrief now? What did you think of this year's one?
I think it was epic. I think we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish, getting all the ratchets not coming in there and having... And having sophisticated, exclusive people come to the event, I think it was amazing. The class, amount of people were there. There was no fighting, no disgusting stuff happening. It was just so class, pure class, beautiful woman, fly woman everywhere. It was quality, man. It just felt so great.
It was the hardest ticket in town to get. A lot of people said
it was very difficult.
I mean, people scanning barcodes and going wild.
And at some point we close the gate. People lost their mind. We close the gate in like serious people, because people don't listen. Like they want to have the last entry, the last say. And our party's not a platform for that.
Yeah,
you know, if you want to walk, this is not a briar. This is not the, we're not talking about Vors and bri packs here. We're talking about the all white. Get there at 2 o'clock. Get there at 1 o'clock. Get there at 3 o'clock. And we saw that a lot of people, this is trying to be clever. They try to have the last walk in, you know, walk in and everyone sees you because they know how the pulse is set up. And at 5 o'clock, I said, Les, you know what? Just close the gate.
Yeah.
Close it. Close it on them. We closed it.
And then was there an after party or does it kind of just go on?
There was an after party. Okay. It goes on to Taboo.
Yeah.
I mean, if you went to Taboo, like everybody wasn't all white. So that's crazy. People are dirty as hell. Still jamming. I was there jamming. I mean, apparently I was in the DJ box dancing on the actual DJ.
Of course you were.
Stuff. And I couldn't remember. I did remember my head was sore and that's from hitting the ceiling.
Producer Kat, I mean, Prince's stamina and endurance for a weekend like this, don't you find it impressive?
He needs to teach us how he does it.
Dude, it's years of experience, eh? You need a lot of energy, you need to be vibey. And also, I've just mastered it. I've completely mastered it.
Actually, but Les is the same. Like, no, the he's not.
He just has lots of fun. He does nothing. He cares about nothing. He worries about nothing. That's what he does. Les, from the moment he steps out, he's already drunk. He's already with the girls. He's already jamming. Me, I'm worried. Sound, performances, everything is stressing me and my phone buzzes. Les turns his phone off. He doesn't play games.
Yeah,
so
his
people transfer to me.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, I spoke to Les and Les said it was cool. And I'm just like, oh my God.
You've got
to
deal with it.
Yeah.
Were there any people that you had to boot out?
No, not really. But there was people that we forgot outside. It was pretty painful. Yeah. I think Sunday was a very painful day. Having to listen to people we know that are close telling us how they suffered.
And yeah, well, then maybe they shouldn't get that 6
and
o'clock.
How they sent security guards to come look for us and we were drunk and we were like, we don't know them.
Not going
to
happen, yeah.
It's painful, yeah. Sorry, Mitch. I just want to say I'm sorry, boy.
Okay.
Big shout out to Mitch.
It's a really big event. And then you recovered on the Sunday. I saw it, the Southern Sun in Hyde Park.
Yeah, I was chilling at the Sun Deck and I decided to get myself a nice Monte Cristo cigar. You know, El Chapo, take it easy, overlook the sun. Have a nice Sauvignon White. You know, and just take it easy, you know, chow on some prawns and reflect on what happened. And it was great. I took it easy.
Well, just before we touch base on things like Kanye West and Rihanna, let's get everybody really up to date and touch base on your past 24 hours as well.
Yeah.
Which is great because we have your Snapchat chat to do that.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Oh, yeah. So you were watching Billions?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. After that? Best friend's car, Shem. You were fixing a car?
A friend of mine's car.
Yeah.
At auto salon.
Washing the car.
Yeah.
Respraying the car.
Yeah.
You were at the auto salon again.
Yeah.
Quality service at the auto salon.
Yeah.
This is all on Prince's Snapchat.
Yeah.
You were upstairs in the steam bay.
Yeah.
You were then unlocking in the steam bay.
Yeah.
And then you came here.
Yeah.
Great day.
Which is epic. Yeah.
Okay, and now we can progress and talk about other stuff that's happening in the world right now.
Yeah, which is pretty great.
Let's kick it off with Kanye West, and obviously the new album is coming out really, really soon. You're a big fan of Kanye, right?
Yeah. Huge fan.
Did you see what he tweeted a couple of hours ago?
Yeah, I did. He was talking about Kylie and how the Puma deal. Yeah.
But he has tweeted since then something that's got a lot of people up in arms. He tweeted, Bill Cosby innocent.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like Kanye West has been finding a lot of free time because Kim's been making all the money. And I feel like he's getting involved and he's finally understanding Twitter. And I think before he didn't kind of get Twitter, you know. He thought this little Tweety Bird and its blue logo and he thought, this is not my thing. But now he understands that it's freedom of speech to a bigger audience. And now that he's running for president, he's been using it a lot. But I must say, free Bill Cosby is not going to work because I love Bill Cosby. He's a legend, but you know, I mean, I've never heard of 50 people go up against one person.
No, it's ridiculous.
I know at least 10 of them are lying, but damn, the first six that I saw when they first came out, their stories are very similar.
Do you think Kanye made an appropriate comeback from the Amber Rose finger in the ass thing? What a serious question to ask. I mean, this is where we are on a Wednesday. What's your take, Prince?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think that's why he also made the peace quickly, yeah? She was about to expose him, dude. And then he tweeted, he was like, I don't do the sick stuff like that. Ask my girl. I just like to cuddle. Oh my God. Ooh, that.
I mean, how would you respond if someone said that about you on Twitter?
Oh my God. I don't know. I just deleted my account. I'd be so frightened. I mean, this is someone that I dated for a couple of years. They definitely know my freaky side. And you know, you sticking up things up my bum, like that's some sensitive stuff, babe. Don't play me like that.
Producer Kat, what do you think Prince's freaky side is?
Oh my, I don't even want to know. I just know there's probably alcohol involved.
Hey, yo, look, my freaky moments are not spontaneous Kanye West, man. I don't want no fingers, man. If anything else, I just want fingers on balls.
Okay, well, listen, I think that album is going to do unbelievable things. Because he's just dominating headlines.
I don't think the album's going to do great. I don't know. What is his strategy, actually? Come to think about it.
It's just talkability.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening to Kanye West. I'm very concerned. And, you know, just going up against Puma like that, that has 10 times more budget than Yeezy. Because Yeezy's a department. You must remember that.
But Yeezy's the only reason people think Adidas is still cool. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but it's a department.
But so. What he's done for Adidas as a brand is just there's levels to it. You know, there's people in South Africa. I mean, when people in South Africa are flying to Cape Town to take part in a lottery to get one of 10 pairs of Yeezys, then you know that you have unbelievable power.
I think you're quite right.
It's wild. Yeah.
His sneaker power is incredible. I don't know about his music power anymore.
You're going to have to see.
He spent too much time following Kim Kardashian all day. And he can't, I don't know. It's hard. The game has changed. The flow of the music is different. The style of the music is different. That's why it's going to be very hard for Jay-Z and Kanye West. And I see them, they're trying to stick to what they know, but it's like people have changed. We're in tune with a different sound that's coming from the South. You know, it's coming from deep Atlanta, deep ATL. You know, Memphis, ATL, the South, the whole of the South. That's the new sound right now. That's the sound that everyone's going for, and it's difficult. I don't see Kanye West beating all these guys like Future. I mean, Drake is a guy who's crossed over, so he's also he's able to cross over his own style, which is a style that we've grown into the century. But I don't see Kanye West. Kanye West is an emotional guy. He's too much 808. He's too much into the keys. So I don't know. I don't see this album doing great. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we're going to see when it comes out how it does.
Yeah.
You know whose album didn't do great in terms of actual sales? Didn't even crack, I think, the Billboard Hot 100 or whatever, but did amazingly in terms of streams is Rihanna.
Yeah.
And everyone's just kind of saying, did she sort of lose the plot a little bit on this album? It sounds like she's mumbling the whole thing. I don't know if you've listened to it at all.
Funny enough, I've been listening to it for 3 days.
Okay.
4 days in a row.
Can you decode any lyrics?
And I can't decode what she's written on the songs, how she spelled the songs.
Okay.
But I do understand what she's talking about. Old Ways makes a lot of sense. It's a nice song. Desperado is a beautiful song, you know. It's got a good message behind it. Obviously, Work is nice. Work is very nice. Done very with Drake. But I think sometimes, you know, I think, you know, people like Rihanna, they kind of get lost in everything, you know. Stars like that, they don't connect with people anymore. You know, social media is about connecting with everybody. And Rihanna is kind of very big on her social space, but she doesn't connect with her people. It's very hard to figure out. And I think it was a kind of a drastic move to move to a completely different new sound. It's a different style. It's not Rihanna. It's not what we used to. She hasn't used the same writers, same producers. She's just new people altogether. Do you understand? Look, it worked for Adele. Adele's new song was written by 7 people. And Hello, and people that she's never used before, and composed by a different company. It went triple platinum, like almost
done unbelievably well. Done. Yeah.
So I think with Rihanna, for me personally, I feel like I love the album. I think it's dope. But,
well, that's good.
But I'm not really a Rihanna fan to remember how many all the albums sounded like. I just know her hits, her top 100 hits that the girls dance to because they want to play it in the car or whatever, you know what I mean? But I don't really know all her, I've never been through her sound. But this sound that I see now is completely, it's a bit different.
But I mean, you sit in these musical circles, and in a South African context, I mean, the musical circles that you sit in on are like number ones. Yeah. That's what churns out of the musical circles you sit in on. Yeah. Yeah. So how do the people around you or the people that you know in music maintain relevance and stay connected in terms of this connection that you speak about to the people?
Look,
because how are you connected when you have a bodyguard taking you from A to B?
I think when I say connected, I mean like doing a lot of more common shows than mega shows.
Okay.
You know, I feel the same with Beyonce. I think she got lucky with this video that she's put out.
Formation.
I think she got very lucky with that, but she's got no connection to her people, and it's shown in her music. She kind of lost the style. Style's been the same. I mean, how many times am I going to keep seeing her camel toe? I mean, fucking hell. It is in my mind. It's like the 50th camel toe since Disney's child. Anyway, besides that, I for me, the people that I'm around, like for instance, like, you know, AKA Les, in terms of me saying they connect with the people, I mean like doing all kinds of shows.
Mm.
In America, they kind of like, when they get to a certain level, it's like, I'm not going to go perform at this place. It's on my crowd. I'm going to keep it Hollywood. I'm going to perform here. You kind of lose touch with everybody else. Everybody who can't afford tickets. So one thing I noticed about my close circle of friends is that they do almost every single show as long as it's got to do with fans.
Mm.
And that's how you stay connected. And in South Africa, most 70% of your fans are out of where you're from. So Les and AK's major fans are not even Joburg fans. You know, they're people from far, far out, you know. And that's connecting with fans, doing shows in the Vaal, doing shows in Limpopo, which if there was a Limpopo in New York, I don't think Rihanna would be there. You know what I'm saying? So I feel music is about connecting with people, you know. Doesn't mean because you're active on your Instagram and you're posting yourself half naked at the time, people are loving everything, they're going to go buy an album. What you could do is you could maybe do snippet shows of yourself in the studio, maybe chop one, two beats, maybe show us your studio life, connect with us. Let us see how you worked on this album. They don't do that in America. They're very exclusive of anything. You're telling me Rihanna went into the studio the whole time, didn't take one photo, didn't take one video, didn't scream once? How's about you give us a build to what she's recording? You see how AK does that a lot. Les does it a lot. Give out little Vine clips, you know, little clips of videos, upcoming videos. They don't do that. They're not in touch anymore. It's all
bigger than it.
It's all high management now. You know, it's all just, we'll just drop the album on Tuesday. Drop it. That's the level of arrogance it's got to. Where else with us, it'll be a nice build up.
Yeah.
You know, people will market it. I'll do a lot of radio shows. I don't think she did any radio shows before she dropped this album.
No, I don't think she did any
major interviews. Most people go on Ellen DeGeneres or whatever that lady is and talk about their album. Mm. Most people go into to Power 105. She didn't go to any of those shows. Those are platforms that most of her fans are on. You know,
you got to connect to the people.
You got to connect, man. You just got to go. They get so big, they get lazy. They just don't want to do it anymore. It's like Jay-Z. Jay-Z has never taken any club appearances or club shows. And to you, it could sound like, wow, he's great, he's big, he's Jay-Z. But actually, he's stupid because he's not connecting to people. So when he drops an album now, the connection is just not going to be there.
Well, this is the one thing about the Kardashians. They seem to take everything.
They don't even need to be connected to anything. No, they don't. Jeez. I need an answer. I've spoken to many people who have marketing degrees like myself, who are geniuses. No one can give me an explanation for the Kardashians. No one. I don't see the talent. I don't understand it. I don't know where the power is coming from.
Have you never watched the show?
I watch the shows. I've got them on catch up and I record the shows.
You see,
I'm on episode 10. I'm watching them in
real time.
What's happening? They went for cancer, whatever. They all got tested for cancer at the same time. That's the episode I'm on, episode 9.
It's a level of investment that we have in them that is just wild.
I just don't understand how they, why are we so drawn to them? How come they got the most paparazzi in the world? They're not even releasing anything.
They have no talents, yeah.
They're not doing anything. They just, dude, I don't know how they do it.
Would you want that level of fame?
Oof, not the Kardashian level of fame. It's very painful. I mean, look, Khloe just broke up with James Harden from the Houston Rockets. She was with him for some time. And this past weekend, they took shots of her, photos of her with French Montana coming out of a restaurant.
Oh, again, back to French Montana, yeah.
And you see, that's your mindset. But honestly, she could have just been connecting with an old friend.
Yeah.
She just needed someone to talk to. But because she's in that world, She's a whore. Ooh, look at this slut. Gone back to Frenchie already so quick. Sis. You know? Where else? Maybe she just wanted to connect, you know? And that's the level. That's what fame gets you. You can't be normal, you know? I can be normal. If I go through a hard time right now, I can easily go back to an ex of mine. We can go have supper here in Michelangelo or whatever restaurant. Tasha's just sit there and connect and me pick her brain and tell her how I feel. And no one cares. And that's what fame comes with. That's what I don't want. I don't want that kind of fame with the Kardashians. Where
it's heavy.
Even when you are actually working hard, going to the gym, someone photoshops something and says you're actually, you've got bum implants, you've got this.
Or they say they put their finger up your ass, which is what Amber Rose said.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know. So, I don't know. Hey, I really don't know. The Kardashian fame is not something I want. Be part of right now.
It's a bit too
I mean,
intense.
Look what it's done to Rob. Poor Rob, man. He can't even bounce
well,
back.
Well, every man in that family kind of just goes
through
hell.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, no. I wouldn't.
Not for you. Well, listen, it's been a dope edition hanging out. Anything else that there's left to say here, Prince, before we touch base again in 3 weeks?
Just that, guys, it's a new year. I'm very excited, Kat. I want us to go back to the old days. I've spoken to a couple of people. Thank God for the All White. I managed to do my own little Cliff Central segment. And I've got good four guys coming in back-to-back business people.
Sick.
Let's take it back to the old school. I'm thinking this year, let's cover everything instead of just mainstream, like just hardcore business guys in mining, all this guy. Let's cover everything. I'm going to speak to guys who own fashion labels, you know, guys who are starting up their own business in the social space. So I'm pretty excited. I found some cool contacts. So I'm excited. We're going to have a great show.
Very, very cool.
We're going to have a great
show. It's at Prince Castillo everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Every social platform at Prince Castillo. Nothing less than a bar. It's where we at. My man Ari, keeping a Jew all the time. Baby Cat, I see you, love. So good.
Power. There you go. That's it.
Yeah. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.